Trump recently announced that there will be no tax on overtime, and the crowd absolutely went crazy. Check it out. This was his announcement. I believe it was in, I'm not sure what state it was in.
Today, I'm also announcing that as part of our additional tax cuts, we will end all taxes on overtime. You know what that means? Think of that. Think of that. Think of that.
Do you see them screams? Do you hear those screams? Let me replay that again so you can really live in the moment and capture what it is that he just said.
Also announcing that as part of our additional tax cuts, we will end all taxes on overtime. You know what that means? Think of that.
Now, that's sheer joy. That's real relief from the people. When they erupt like that, with no microphone on the crowd in order to capture it, you just hear it organically. Now, that's real joy.
Think of that. Think of that. That gives people more of an incentive to work. It gives the companies a lot. It's a lot easier to get the people. And, you know, I went to some economists, great ones, and I said, what do you think? They said, it would be unbelievable. You'll get a whole new workforce by doing that. No taxes on overtime. The people who work overtime are among the hardest working citizens in our country. And for too long, no one in Washington has been looking out for them. Those are the people. They really work. They're police officers, nurses, factory workers, construction workers, truck drivers, and machine operators. It's time for the working man and woman to finally catch a break, and that's what we're doing, because this is a good one. And I think it's going to be great for the country. So that's why we will be saying that if you're an overtime worker when you're past 40 hours a week, think of that. Your overtime hours will be tax-free. Okay, good. You're going to have it, too. And unlike Biden, where he tells you that you don't have to pay your school tuition, and he gets rejected, then he goes again and again. It's been, now it's totally gone. Or as they say in politics, it's debunked. It's gone. That was terrible. You know, he kept saying to these students, no more loans, no more loans, which was very unfair to the millions of people that actually paid off their loans over the years. Some of them took 20 years to pay them off, but... But that's a dead deal. That's totally dead. You know, they tried to revive it 2 weeks ago. That didn't work out too well. That's a totally dead deal. But these will be three things that will get done. So if you think about no tax on tips, think of that. Think about this and the Social Security for our seniors, because the seniors have been destroyed by inflation. It's unfair. And this is like a whole new life for them, because you're talking about a lot of money. So no tax on Social Security for our great seniors. And this last one is no tax. You work your ass off. No tax on overtime. And that's so good for the employers. One of our economists said, I think that's actually going to bring money into our economy. You know, when I cut taxes, we had the largest tax cut in history. And when I cut taxes with a much lower rate the following year, we took in more money than we ever took in with a much higher rate. People.
So let me stop right here and let me break this down for y'all and why this is a real solution to a problem. And then we're going to combine it with some of the things that he said previously. One of the things that he said before was, listen, guys, the first thing that we need to do is we need to stop these wars overseas so we can bring the money back into the United States of America. Number one. Number two. He said we need to audit the federal government on every level because the waste and the spending that is happening is egregious. And I don't know anybody, whether you on the Democratic side or the Republican side, that would disagree with the idea of auditing the federal government while they spending your tax dollars recklessly and continuing to tax you. Middle class paying for it the most. Number three. He said no taxing on tips, which Kamala Harris stole. Social Security, because most people are on a fixed income. And overtime. Now, what does this do? Combined with the previous Trump tax cuts. Well, what it does is the previous tax cuts, like he just indicated, it incentivized companies to spend more money and to bring more money from overseas that they was keeping off of American shores so that it wouldn't get taxed. And it incentivized them to bring it back home at a lower tax rate. And then it spurred a boom in the economy, which is one of the reasons why you had everybody rejoicing and making more money and paying on average at least $1,000 less in taxes. And then depending on how much more money you made, you pay less in taxes. Now he's saying, we don't need to have immigrants come in here and take low-paying jobs and then endear them to the Democratic Party by allowing them undocumented illegally. And I'm for immigration legally, but I'm not for immigration illegally. We don't need to have these people coming in, endearing themselves to the Democratic Party by now saying, oh man, we got new opportunity. And then them replacing you, what we need to do is incentivize companies and incentivize workers to become more engulfed in what it is that we have going on here in the United States of America. So how can we do that while at the same time increasing productivity, lowering the cost for American families, real middle class families, and having people, if they want to, really be able to achieve the American dream? Well, once you get past a certain threshold, the government shouldn't continue to have its hand in your pocket even more. And any of y'all, which the overwhelming majority of us, have all worked regular jobs. Me, myself, personally, I used to work in a steel mill, and we would work as much as we could. 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, most weeks. And we would get destroyed with taxes, because see, back then, we actually got a regular check. We still had direct deposit, but I would get that check. Right. And it wasn't an electronic, you know, it was this is not a check or whatever, so on and so forth. And you look at it, you're like, man, I worked all of this time. All right, I'm gonna just go out here and kill myself a little bit more. Well, at least you need to be rewarded for it. And so what he's saying is you get through that 40 and you really increase productivity. But at the same time, when you're trading in your time for money, it's not the government that's saying, thank you for your service. This is one of the most groundbreaking pieces of policy that I have ever heard from a president in my entire life. It removes the excuses. Nobody can say all, it doesn't matter. And what it does is it innovatively solves for multiple different problems at the same time. And this is why you need people that is not a part of the establishment, because somebody like a Kamala Harris and a Tim Walz, who combined has zero private working experience. They've always been paid by taxpayers. They know nothing about doing things from a business perspective, which is one of the reasons why all of their policies are so hollow. And you can only expect to have the same thing that you've had over the last 3.5 years. We don't want the government hand over our lives any more than to enable us to be able to achieve the American dream and to protect our borders, which is the things that we pay taxes for. We pay taxes so that we can then protect our borders, make sure that our military protects us from foreign invasion, and then also to ensure that we have the infrastructure needed to make sure that we can go out and do whatever we want to do when we want to do it. Yeah, we got to pay a little bit more in order to have good schools. Yeah, we got to pay a little bit more in order to keep ourselves safe with the police. But other than that, the government is bloated. And they think that they can solve a problem by keep on increasing taxes and reaching in our pockets. And what Trump is basically giving you is literally a blueprint for what it is that we need to do in order to solve for the problems that's happening in our society. And what it also does, the repercussions of it, it also forces the federal government and these local municipalities to start managing the budget more effectively. You can't just keep on giving all of our money away to illegal immigrants. You can't just keep on going to the well. You can't just keep on raising taxes. Nope. Lower your salary, lower your budget, and do the same thing that any other business would do and any other small business would do. You run lean, you run efficient, and you do what you have to do, not what it is that you feel like you want to do. You don't take our money and start building ice rinks. You can't start giving our money to all of these businesses in order to just keep them inside of it. No, now the businesses have an incentive in order to keep themselves there because they get the tax breaks, the middle class get the tax breaks. And so now you have to start operating more efficiently with the budget. Basic services, trash pickup, schools, infrastructure, and safety. All of this other bull crap need to go. All of it. We need to just wipe the slate completely clean and let it go. All of this other stuff that they got in this budget needs to be wiped clean, and it forces them to start being accountable for the things that they're doing. You can't just take our money and give it over to illegal migrants. You can't just take it and give it all, give them health care. You can't just take it and let them go into our schools. You can't just take it and then give them free hotels for life. You can't just take $165 million and build a homeless structure to the tune of $600,000 per unit. No, now you got to start being accountable for how you manage the budget. And we don't put enough pressure on our legislators and find the right legislators instead of school teachers, Brandon Johnson, who know how to manage the budget effectively because they've never had any private experience in the first place. Why would we elect school teachers and activists to run multi-billion dollar budgets? Why would you elect a police captain to run hundreds of billions of dollars a year over there in New York? Why would you elect a Tiffany Hinyard to go over there and run Thornton Township and Dalton? Why would you elect Gavin Newsom to go and give all of y'all money away over to people that's not even supposed to be here? And what they did and what they thought was they was going to replace your vote by letting all of these people inside of the country illegally under the guise of, oh, they're asylum seekers. No, these are opportunists. And if they really wanted to solve for the problem, then they would solve it in their own country like we are forced to do. We forced to just face the consequences of our actions. That's it. Cook County, they raise the taxes. You just got to suffer it out. You got to deal with it until you get out the person that you voted in. We just got to suffer it out. But they can go and they can say, you know what? Open border, USA, USA. And then they become so entitled. They become so entitled to where they going to sit here and tell us, listen, man, you better get on board or we ain't going to vote for you. I'm sorry. When did you start getting rights and the opportunity to be able to tell us what we're going to do in our own country? What? What? Who is you? You's a guest. You a guest. That's like you letting somebody stay in your crib temporarily and then all of a sudden they're going to start telling you what you're going to do with your own refrigerator. What'd you say to me? Y'all ever had somebody that come over and visit your house and then they start walking over your carpet with their shoes on when it's a sign by the door that say, take your shoes off when you get in here? I'm sorry, who you talking to? Who you talking to? At some point, we got to take this country back. And they keep saying, no, a new way forward. No, no. You know what my people taught me? We had a lot of disagreements, but it's some things that we absolutely agreed on. You know what my people taught me? Whenever people would be getting out of order, whether it be in church or the family or whatever, dad would call the whole people. All the uncles would get together. Hey. This is what they would do. Hey, all right, listen, y'all. Yeah, I see y'all. Y'all was having a little party. She went out there. She decided that she wanted to be for the streets, but we're going to get back to the core of who we are. Let's not forget who you are. They will remind us. Okay, listen, I see you've been hanging with your little friends. You got a little freedom and you can't control yourself. Let me take you back to what it is that we do at the core. Because don't forget where you come from. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget what we taught you. We don't want to do a new way forward. You know why? Because a new way forward is giving you pain, destruction, evil. And that's the reason why y'all keep having these earthquakes and all of these mudslides and these forest fires. And you keep having all of your neighborhoods overran by gangs and people ain't doing what they supposed to do. Now, we need to get back to the core of what made us great in the first place. Because we don't even know who we are anymore. We so weak. We so liberal. We so weak, we so liberal, everybody could do what they wanted. Everybody is a fairy. You could just wake up and be whatever you want to be tomorrow. Oh. He a grown man. This man is a grown man. He got white chest hair, which means that he been around for at least 50 to 60 years. His whole chest is white. He got white beady beads on his chest. And he's saying, you know what? I want to be a little girl today. No more. It's over. Party is over. We let you be out here being a fairy for too long. You put on your butterfly wings. You put your leotard on. And just because you had a little penis don't mean that you got a coochie. Somebody give me some water. Let me get some water. Oh, I'm a girl. No. Work with what you got to get what you want. Just because this Friday, right? Is it Friday? Can we get serious for a moment? Or are we all going to sit here and play games? We going to play games or we going to get serious? Just because your penis is little don't mean that you a girl. You just got a little penis. And it ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what he gave you. Work with what you got. Get your tongue action on. Do whatever you got to do. Make it motion in the ocean more. I don't know. I don't have that problem. But the point that I'm making is that you can't go and use the girl's bathroom just because your penis is what it is. That's the way that God made you. Embrace it. We're going to get back to the core of what we're going to do, or we're going to sit here and play games. We tired of the government just keep on reaching in our pocket. We tired of this. What you talking about, Willis? We don't want a new way forward. We want to go back to the core of what made us great in the first place. No more games. No more playing. No more pretending. No more pretending. You a grown man with white beady beads on your chest. Get it together. Go to work. That's what men do. He got to incentivize you just to go to work. Hey, man, no more taxes on overtime. All right, we're going to go to work right now. Real policy. Thank you, Trump. Thank you for draining the swamp and getting back to the core of it. And let me say something else before we get to the next part of the show. All of you men that look for women in leadership, you weak. All of y'all, you weak. Men that look to leadership, look for women that actively say, I want her as my leader. You are a weak man. I'm telling you right here, right now, you are weak. Get off of your mama's nipple. Stop letting your mama respect your parents, but that don't mean that you are to forge your own path. That's why your girl don't respect you, because you keep on asking her, what you want to do? What do you think we should do? Where should we go to eat? Women crave leadership. They crave being submissive. It's the core of what they are. I don't want no woman lead me. Can't no woman tell me what to do? What you talking about? I want a woman to lead me. Keep on being dominated inside it. Let me be quiet. Let's get to it, y'all. Let's get to it. Real men stand back up. Real men stand back up. It ain't a woman that's in the chat right now that will tell you at her core that she don't want a strong man to take that burden off of her. Why would you look for a woman to go and stand in front of the world's leaders? These men, these world leaders will execute a dude that don't. I heard that Kim Jong-un executed a guy or executed a part of his administration because they wasn't prepared for natural disasters that hit their country. You think I'm going to stand a woman up in front of him? Get out of here with that. I want a woman to lead me. Y'all keep standing in front of y'all wives just because she look at you funny every time a reporter coming up. Who are you voting for? You look to your wife. Kamala. Happy wife, happy life. Happy wife, happy life. You boomers and you Xers. Then ruined this country. So feminine. Let the devil just completely use you up. And it start with the music. It start with the things that you listening to. Y'all keep going to these parties. Man, look, bro, I went out to a festival last weekend, and all I seen, and I call it out, I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. You can say what you want to say, but don't say that I ain't telling you the real. All I seen was a bunch of men, grown men, above the age of 40. All of them were feminine. Keep on making an excuse that it's the electronic music. The DJ playing the music. All I see is men holding hands like fairies. Oh, I'm feeling the music. You too old. You too old to be feeling the music and falling into your femininity. This is who I am. Take that leather Fonzie jacket off and pick your balls up. Jesus. I was looking at Rita. I said, did I outgrow? What's going on here? All I see is dudes in the background doing like this. Man, pick your balls up. Holding hands with each other. I said, what is wrong with all of these? Majority white men. Why are these dudes so enthralled with the music? Why is it taking them over and getting them into their femininity? See dudes pumping up against other dudes' butts. I want Kamala. These boomers and these Xers is different. This is a different group of men. A different group of men. And all of the black men, all of the Boule men. Let's get to it. All of these Boule men. All of them, the ones that y'all love the most, the ones that y'all adore, why are all of their sons feminine? You know, I respect my son for who he is and the choices that he's making. Why are all of these Boule men, all of y'all Divine Nine men, why are all of y'all sons feminine? You cursed. Why are all of y'all sons feminine? All of these men on TV, if they haven't wore a dress, they sons wore a dress. Judge Greg Mathis, all of them, all of their sons are feminine. They cursed and you following them. Don't let me get in my bag, dog. All of your leaders, if they ain't put on a dress, all of these black men, if they ain't put on a dress, they son got them on. They curse. They families are cursed. Keep on being on TV with their big selves. Nigga, you 6'9". You land on your stomach and you 6'9"? Come on, dog. Y'all gonna wake up or what? All of your leaders... Oh, we all of a part of the Greek. Don't you understand how gay the Greeks were? They like little boys. We follow the Greeks. Let's go and get in a circle jerk. That's why they so afraid to stand up for themselves. Up there telling jokes. Why y'all following comedians? Hey, I will cap on your crown. Hey. I don't like your neck. Okay, all right, that joke is dead. The only real one that was a part of that group anyway was Bernie Mac. Y'all killed him off. Bernie Mac was the only one worth listening to. We brothers. A bunch of simps, stepbaby daddies with feminine sons that's willing to put on a dress in order to tell a joke. And y'all following them. This is your leader.